county home.
Thank you. From the county home, Mill Street County Home.
That's an app.
I'm very okay with it. That's not too dangly, whatever.
Let me give you a read.
Right. Yeah, I've actually three, but I'm only going to do one. And I'm going to do this one because there was a mention of the Elizabethan port here. This is a thing called piety, right? Bloody Mary, fast down my neck. I've mass in a minute. The singing Gloriana, and I've no mind for the new religion. I read Marlowe's blog, fucking chancer, but I agree with him. How did it take Moses 40 years to trek across the desert? It takes a month at least. Which is all made up, I suppose. It might as well remain. And the bird, irritated with a fucking egg, a sense of tapping his curly crow toes across my roof. Tap, tap, fly off.
Thanks, Billy. Next, can we have Charles Clark, please?
I've read this quite recently, but my excuse is that I have an extra line or two.
And
an epigraph.
Dublin Times. Certain violent sorts of images. Right. At 3 in the afternoon, it wasn't exactly 3 in the afternoon, girl is kicking my taxi. In the afternoon. She is roaring her head off in a street near Adam and Eve's, and the driver says she's a junkie. At 3 in the afternoon. He is quietly very cross at 3 in the afternoon. The lads she is with say nothing, but give her moral support. Gal is the leader. Indeed, she's a tough sort. If she roars at 3 o'clock, what is her next act? Will she take a rest in the gutter and resume with her next line?
Well, yeah. George Hartland, please.
This is for myself as a child. Oh, it's Tork waterfall after rain. The urge to jump under it, the eyes closed stampede, the symphonies, the echoing palpitations, the love lore lost in it, the fairy fear of hearing your own name called from it, the spray and the thirst and the insurmountable salmon leap of it all, the gasp of it.
Well, we have a double act now. We have Mary O'Connell and Stanley Nuts.
This is called Confrontation in a Sauna. Isn't the piece wonderful?
It wasn't until you spoke.
Heavens, I'm just being friendly.
Is this some kind of joke?
Excuse me for existing.
Good God, will somebody stop me?
Will you keep your shirt on?
My shirt is in my locker.
Well, something's out of kilter.
And you think you can fix it?
I'd be glad to have a go.
Oh, you would? Well, now I know.
Why do you feel so angry?
It's your making that assumption.
I can hear it in your voice.
That is simply your perception.
It's clear you're in denial. But since we're perfect strangers...
I don't think you are perfect. You keep on interfering.
Because I see you wrestling with a lot of stress and strife.
What makes you such an expert on my life?
Look, when I lost a loved one, I bottled up emotion.
Women seem to be obsessed about this soppy notion.
It's good to deal with feelings for someone who is willing to...
Look, no matter what you say, my guts are not for spilling.
I can see I've gone too far. I'll not say another word.
Listen, your happy, clappy piffle is just patently absurd.
You keep misunderstanding what I'm trying to say.
You keep giving out advice as if you're Theresa May.
If you won't stop being angry, you'll be ready to explode.
And why can't I just be grumpy? It is my default mode.
Being grumpy is not a problem, just as long as you're not being rude.
Oh, I'm sorry, it was never my intention to be rude. I admit I can be crude.
Well, we're agreed on something. Let's quit while we're ahead.
You know, you're right. Everyone's different. By the way, my name is Ted.
Alas, stop, this little love has flitter in the movie again. Oh my god, stop. Oh, Jim will be pissed off he missed that. Give me a Phelps plan, please.
That was really touching, actually. I don't mind me saying. So like I was wandering around over my solitude moments. I go for very, very long walks through fields that I shouldn't be in. And a beautiful song came on called The Mother's Song. It's on the anime Wolf Children. And I remembered a very, very beautiful someone I met ages before. And it kind of reminded me of her. And yeah, I got very over emotional as I can be. And so this came out of it. I heard you in meditation, in reflection. I heard you sing today. You were so far, so it was an echo. But the hovered note was so close. It was not the suspended chord that I listened for. It was the silence in between. It was like the space between your eyes, the mark above your lip, and there behind the ear, and the time between each heartbeat. Suspended, denied, it ended. And I will sleep in peace until you come to me. And then the wind filled in. And you already forgot about the silence in between. Thank you.
Thanks, all. Can we have Patricia Walsh, please?
Hey, this is called falling uphill, if that is at all possible. Disfigured like candle wax, characterized gladly. Too good to be disconnected, milking the good. This hardcore switch to generosity goes brightly. Anonymous lighting saves everyone from industry. The pattern of sweat in the nose is this craft. Surreptitious looking away on discovery. A well-aimed snowball gives infinite satisfaction, an indolent excuse, a hard act to follow. Immortalized in verse, however vernacular, translate to the local dialect an eventual try, looking where one was written, flicking over here, flattened by recognition, payment where due. Cold at heart, disappearing from view, chanting through snow recommended for fools, the habit of a lifetime broken for food, infinite cold rains from the top down. save through artifice, enjoying the sunshine. A diary entry fixes what was never secure. Smoking through tears of a silent television. Diligent reading stays off meaning. The broken-hearted spectacle speeds the direction, amounting to full recollections, a distant bad cut. The cold through open doorways, a karma realised. Put upon death, prophecy cries at will. Thank you.
Thanks, Patricia. Can we have Brian Crookie, please?
My son Brian and his wife, I met them one day after coming back. They came back from the hospital, from the CUMH. And she was 8 weeks pregnant, and of course they were all excited about this event. You think it was the first child ever born. But they were telling me about the scan and the embryo and whatever, so I wrote this. And it has nothing to do with retaining or repeating the eighth. It's just a little baby boy was born, my grandson, called Taig, there about 3 months ago, which was the start of this poem. It's called Miracle. 8 weeks new, boy or girl, infinitesimal grape, no one can tell. Living in darkness, no hands or feet, enigma named Dot, tiny heartbeat. Beautiful dreamer, divine DNA, cosmos beckons, life's waiting to play. Thank you.
Hi, Brian. Can we have Fergus Crossmore, please?
Somebody once described the way I compose as Fergus starts with an idea, he takes off a stream of thought, and he keeps going until he stops. And I thought that was a very good description. And usually what happens then is I put a name on it, so that I can remember it. But very occasionally I come up with a name first, and that's an exception, and this is one of those exceptions. And this piece is called Extract from a Letter to the Fella That Used to Be Married to My Sister. You wanted to do something new. Reinvent yourself, you said. You were fed up with your humdrum married life and my little sister Mary, or as you called her, your boring Irish dancing country culture wife. So, you got yourself a Portuguese lingerie model as a girlfriend. She looked good. Sitting beside you in your new BMW XLYZ series, so and so, something or other, only six others like it in the country, going from 0 to 100 miles an hour in 3 seconds flat. Imagine that. You said. 10 miles to the gallon, but you could afford it, what with making obscene lorry loads of money from your ridiculous project manager's job. Telling other people how to do their job, even though everybody knew you hadn't got a bog's notion how to tell your metatarsal from your scrotum, couldn't hang a shelf without help to save your life, didn't know the difference between a bolt and a screw, but still, hey, you knew how to tell other people how to do. You're one of the new breed of Irish people, not afraid, take your place sitting up at the big boys' table, not messed up in the head with inferiority with your parents' generation. Oh no, you've taken courses,
of course,
in assertiveness and on how to be a winner. Working is for losers, you said. You'd seen the size of the cake sitting on the big boy's table, going to take great big slices of it for yourself, going all the way to the top, nobody going to stop you realizing your full potential. Investment and consultancy was the way to go, advising other people how to, and of course you got yourself a so-and-so property portfolio. Surprise, surprise. Villas in Marbella, apartment blocks in Greece. Must have come as a terrible shock when you arrested in Bangkok airport with 25 kilos of cocaine in your suitcase. There must be some mistake, you said. I don't know how that got there. Your Portuguese lounge remodeled girlfriend nowhere to be seen when you were sent down for 16 years in the Bangkok Hilton. The warders, governor of the prison, could not believe their luck to have you as their special guest on call 24 hours a day, just in case they ever needed someone to tell them how to do their job. P.S. My little sister Mary sends her regards. She's got a message for you, wants me to pass it on. Her message is clear, unambiguous. Even a dumb nuts moron like you should be able to understand it. It's clear, it's precise, it's concise, it's only got three words. Go fuck yourself. And if you don't know how to do that, I'm sure there are some fellas close at hand who would be more than happy to do it for you. I am so glad, seriously so glad, you finally realized your full potential. I'm not proud of it, how I stalked you for 3 long years just to get to know your every move. I'm not proud of it, how I consorted with evil criminal gangs just so as I could lay my hands on 25 kilos of cocaine to put in your suitcase. I'm not proud of it, how through pure hatred for you, I constructed in my head my own psychic prison, and now I know I will never be free until I forgive you, and every day I pray I will do, and when I do, I promise I will write to you and let you know. In the meantime, until that time, go fuck yourself.
Thanks, Marcus. Can we have Elisa, please?
Alice in Wasteland. I've a stronger pull I cannot share. I've a stronger pull that we all share, and I cannot bear it. I'm going to Wasteland. They feed me a curious hunger, and I feed my curious thirst. I grow so much, I grow younger and younger. But sing me a song and lull me to sleep, for this body of wonders desires what's deep. This body of water desires the sea, its body of green desires new seeds. My imagination is wasted down here, so fruitful and fertile, demanding new wasteland.
Thanks, Lisa. Can we have Kim Rafferty, please?
What you're saying about the month of May was pretty interesting, and every month is nice and awesome, but May in particular, so we'll just finish this and call it the month of May. To live in constant rapture, as perfect as natural, free to be and see as you please. To stumble and stall at the homemade scenes, the shining blade too sharp to believe. To make mountains of molehills and study all of the in-between in this here dream. To connect and be connected truly, soundly, absolutely within. To dance and dazzle, allowing eyes to say what the mouth refuses. To make the elusive and semi-conscious attempt, awake at each and every occasion. To carry a question mark, raising it from the dust to light the spark eternally. To turn each stone in search of truth's mystic hideout, in awe as answers appear gratefully dead. To fail and be failed, knowing the taste, not wasting the feeling of the inevitable. To fall over and over, waiting in patient anticipation of the next rock bottom. To learn from what you reject wholeheartedly, protest when your bed is made or being made only. To step back regularly, listen independent, sincere in moderation of some things, not all things. To right wrongs, sing songs, laugh along the way, picking daisies by the dozen. Crazy to let the best of chances go astray. Crazy to think the self has little to say. Wealth is the beauty in the month of May.
Thank you. And our last reader tonight is Stanley Knott.
Thanks, Rob. This one's written from a female perspective. I only say that there's a couple of lines in that if you don't know that, you might be a little worried about me. It's called Confessions. Oh, Father, in this life, nobody knows me. Not my best friend, not my mother, not my baby. Oh, Father, I always get my man and express myself. But I'm so stupid. I justify borrowed time with a beautiful stranger as my love. Oh, Father, nothing really matters anymore. I'm frozen, broken, hung up on an erotic mix of physical attraction, bad girl attitude and amazing sex. Oh, Father, my bedtime story hurts me over and over and little by little takes me deeper and deeper from my human nature until I'm miles away, a secret pretender burning up in a fever of forbidden love. Oh, Father, I'm so lonely. I feel inside out. And if I don't stop these voices, sooner or later, my sorry heartbeat will be drowned in a world where causing a commotion is something to remember, a celebration. Oh, Father, all the things I imagine, incredible future lovers inside me, another suitcase in another hall, make the beast within my iconic, unapologetic bitch sing. Like it or not, I'm fucked up. Oh, Father, that sinner, she's not really me. Oh, Father, don't you know these words are an act of contrition, a lament to a sinner's profusion of love spent seeking sanctuary in an impressive instant. Oh, Father, I'm sorry. I know nobody's perfect. I know I deserve one more chance. I know if you wash holy water all over me, I will have the key to paradise. Oh, Father, think of me. Oh, Father, rescue me.